The Ma'amar is right, the one after what we learned yesterday, where it starts with Dabru el kol adat b'nei Yisrael. This week's parasha, we start getting all the mitzvot. Up until now, was stories, was events, historical events. This parasha, we're starting to get mitzvot. Yesterday we learned about the first mitzvah that we got, about the Kiddush HaChodesh, sanctifying the month. And we start getting a much more mitzvot in this parasha. So the Ma'amar starts with the Dabru el kol adat b'nei Yisrael b'asur l'chodesh. Speak to the nation, to the entire congregation of the sons of Israel, when on the 10th of the day, on 10th of the month, this is when we were commanded to take a sheep, which was a very big deal because the sheep were the idols of Mitzrayim. Just imagine they're in Mitzrayim and they're taking now a little sheep, tying it, and for 4 days the sheep is just tied to the bed, and the Egyptians are like, whoa, what are you doing there with my little god? So it was a big mesirut nefesh. But it says in the Torah, speak to the entire congregation of the sons of Israel on the 10th of the month. The meaning, perush haikav, the main part here, leorer rachamim, to arouse the mercy of Hashem, of course, of all, al yedei yud. How do you arouse the mercy of the Kadosh Baruch Hu? By the Yud of the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. She Yud is the Chochma Elyona. Here he calls it Chochma Elyona. We refer to it in many different places, Chochma Ila'a. Same idea, different way of saying it. But the Yud refers to the Chochma of the name, name of Yud Kei Vav Kei, specifically in the level of Chochma Ila'a. V'zeu poteach et yadecha. That's when we say, 3 times a day we say Ashrei Shevetecha, and then we reach to the verse that we say Poteach et yadecha, open your hands. And we say Poteach et yadecha, we open our hands, we refer to the fact that Hashem is opening His hands. But you can read it completely different by saying Poteach et yodecha, opening your yuds. Yadecha is with a kamatz, yadecha. But you can read it, kri beyodecha. Add there a little bit of a twist. Why? Shashem itbarach bara bet yudin. Kadosh Baruch Hu created 2 yudim, twice the letter yud. Shu chokhma ila, this is a high level of chokhma, vechokhma tata, and a lower level of chokhma. Sheze gila Hashem itbarach umasviya lechol chai ratzon. Hashem has revealed to us that He fulfills any type of living soul, kol chai, but specifically the level that is called ratzon. What is He trying to tell us? Rotze lomar v'zeo meser Hashem itbarach. This is the meaning. This is the message that Hashem wants to give us. Lehatzadik anikra chai. A person that is fulfilling the mitzvot is considered chai, alive. A person that is doing avirot, that is doing sins, is considered met. So a person that is doing a mitzvah, as of now, I'm sitting right now and I'm doing a mitzvah, and my mind is immersed in the mitzvah, I'm considered a tzaddik at this moment. And if chas v'shalom I'm doing a sin, the moment that I do the sin, as I'm doing the sin, I'm considered rasha. That's my status in Shemaim. As I'm doing the sin, there's a judgment against me in Shemaim, I am called rasha, and any given moment, I can leave the world. But on the positive note, when I'm doing now a mitzvah, I am considered a tzaddik. And a tzaddik is called a person that is chai, alive. Chai means to be alive. Many people like wearing on their chest a necklace with a medallion, or how do you say the...
Kameya.
What?
Kameya.
Not a kamea, the chai, how do you call the tilion, whatever's hanging from the... No, not the chamsa, rather the words chai, a pendants. When you have something hanging from a necklace. So a lot of people like putting on them the letters chai. I don't think anybody knows why they put that, but ask next time a person when you have a necklace, why chai, why not Moshe? Moshe is a nicer name. Yeah? Why Chai? Tzadik is called Chai. And a person who's a Chas v'Shalom HaRasha is called Met. Rasha'im kuruim metim. As it says, HaKatuv, Ben Ish Chai, She'atzadik yifal haratzon hazeh. That the person that is alive is considered a tzadik, meaning is performing the mitzvah, is able to fulfill this will of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, והשביע את הצדיק שעל ידו, יתערר הרצון. אז זה דהיינו רחמים. The פעולה, the action that the tzaddik does, the פעולה that you do by doing a mitzvah, then A, you are called a tzaddik. B, you are considered alive. But the action, when I'm doing the mitzvah, I'm actually activating this will of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that this Shefa will should be awoken and bestowed on me, and I'm awakening this level of rachamim. Then it says that each and every one of them will take a sheep, and not only just a sheep. It says each person will take a sheep, but it says lebet avot. Bet Avot means there's different meanings to that. One of them is that it was enough to take one sheep for the entire house. They didn't have to take a sheep for every person. The Bet Avot, to the house of the father. One father will take a sheep, and that will be enough for everybody. But the Noam Elimelech explains, Kvar perashti, shekol zot tzrich achna gdola. In order to do that, you need an unbelievable level of hachna, of being annulled to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Sheze remese. I mean, they had to take the sheep. That was the idol worship of the Egyptians. Of course you need to be very completely annulled to Hashem. How would you do such a thing if you're not annulled to Hashem? But for that, the sheep is hinting. Ve'im yim'at ha'bayit miyot mise. What happens if there's one household and they doesn't have a sheep? Our sages explained, "Mechayuto dese dahainu imimat mimeno chayut dese sheno yachol kabel achna." If you have one house that doesn't have the sheep, then the life of the sheep, the chayut, the energy, it means that the person cannot receive this level of achna, being annulled in front of Hashem. Ve'lakachu shcheno. Then if you couldn't afford one at the time, then you had to borrow a sheep from your friend or to merge to another family. Not everybody had money to buy the sheep, or they couldn't even get their hands on a sheep. So what did they do? Then you had to share it with another family. V'lakachu u'shcheno means two people will share it. She'itkarev el ha'tzadikim v'yelu achdut imem. Saying in other words, that I have to reach by myself to the level of tzaddik. And again, we're not talking here about the tzaddik emet, we're talking about that my life is immersed in Torah and mitzvot. Then I am called the tzaddik. In order for me to reach to such a high level, what do I need? I need to have achna. I have to be completely humble and annulled in front of Hashem. Now, if I do that, then I'm able to perform the mitzvot, and then I can reach to the level of tzaddik, called a tzaddik, called alive. But what if I can't? What if I can't reach to that level that I'm able to humble myself and I can't reach to the level of having this anava and humility in front of Hashem? Then I have to share it with a neighbor. It means I have to be attached to a tzaddik. Now you can interpret it as that I have to attach myself to the real tzaddik, to the tzaddik emet, learn his teachings and follow his guidance and so forth. But also, there's another way that you can interpret it. It says in the Mishnah that I need to attach myself to a good neighbor. If I will be attached to a bad neighbor, then it will affect me badly. But if I attach myself to a good neighbor, then I will be affected from that. It will affect me in a positive way. So if I see that I don't have the level of achna'ah, very hard for me to be humble in front of Hashem. Very hard for me to bring myself to a level that I'm totally annulled in front of Hashem and doing everything that Hashem says. If I see that it's hard for me, then I have to attach myself to another person. I have to find a good chavruta, a good friend that will learn with me, that will inspire me, that will call me and tell me, whoa, whoa, you're late for the minyan. Why, where are you? Come and knock on my door. I have to attach myself to somebody. And so what does it mean? V'lakachu shcheno, shitkarev el tzadikim, v'yeh lo achdut imahem. But I have to have unity. I have to find the right people to hang out with, in other words. B'michsat nafshot perush. Now, the order that they had to take a sheep, it had to be enough for everybody. Michsat nafshot, that it should cover the enough souls. Pirush, what's the meaning? V'az gam hu yeh kechesbon nefashot tzadikim. It has to be enough for everybody, so I will be counted in the nefashot of the righteous. That's what it means, v'nigvlach vod havaya. When we're saying that the honor or the respect or the presence of Hashem was revealed, he wants to say Hashem itbarach asa itgalut kvodo. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a revelation. He revealed himself in Mitzrayim. Vera chol basar, every person has saw with their own eyes. It says ra kol basar. Basar is flesh. That means that every human being saw. A lot of people ask, how am I going to know when Mashiach is going to come? And my answer is very simple. You will know. Don't worry. You will know. There's not going to be any misinterpretation here. There's not going to be any confusion. Because it's going to be such a miraculous sight that there's not going to be even a question if it's Mashiach or not. Up until now, all we have is a bunch of clowns coming, and each one with all sorts of cuckoos. Send Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of cuckoos. Ask the girls that check my emails. We have at least 30 to 40, 50 Mashiachim every week. The funniest thing, they all hang out on Facebook. All it's like as if Mashiach has a Facebook account. So, must have a lot of likes. But unfortunately, there are many people that they think they're a Mashiach. When the real Mashiach is going to come, don't worry, everybody will know it's him. Everybody will see that this is the word of Hashem. Same thing here. Kadosh Baruch Hu made it so obvious when he went to Mitzrayim. Everybody knew it's Hashem. There wasn't an option even of showing that somebody else can be doing that. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a revelation and everybody saw it. ואפשר לכל אדם, גם מישהו בכלל בשר, שאינו צדיק, כל כך יכול לבוא לראות את כבוד השם. Right now, a person that is not attached to the Torah, it's very hard for them to see that there's a creator to the world. It's very hard to see that there's a power, something that is way above our comprehension that is creating and running the world. But in our generation, there's very, very, very few people are actually able to, without seeing with their own eyes, to feel that there's a creator. These are the lucky ones. That's why I told you, you have to thank Hashem 50 times a day, minimum, for allowing you to even participate. That are giving you this chut, that he, you know, opened one of the screws in your head to get, wait a minute, there's a creator in this world. We are very few. Then we can't, like I said yesterday in the class, we can't give credit to ourselves. We have to be so humble and so thankful to Hashem that he even allowed me to be included in the group that can feel and see and believe that there's a God. Most people don't believe there's anything. Even the ones that are wearing yarmulkes and beards, half of them don't believe that there's a God. They just do it because everybody else does it, and that's where they were born to. Go now to an average yeshiva, you'll see half the people, don't have the kids, don't believe in God. And it's not they're making it up. I go to these yeshivas and I see what's the situation. Half of them don't even believe. They wear the black and white and they put the yarmulke on because that's how they grew up. But you tell them there's a God? I don't believe there's a God. I don't believe. I just do it. And the majority of the world don't really believe that there's a God. So we have to be so humble in front of the Kadosh Baruch Hu that he's even allowing to some common sense to hit them to my little brain to understand that, wait a minute, that there is a creator. It's a huge zchut. We don't really realize what a zchut it is, what a merit that Hashem has chosen us to be included in the party. And unfortunately, many people, they're flesh and blood, they don't see that there's a God, and they don't see any revelations. But the potential is that every person can see. Every person that you see around you has the potential, just with the right attitude and the right approach, he will be able to see that there's a God. And you'll be able to do that if you want to. How? Al yadei hitchabrut ha-tzadikim v'achdutam, by you taking the tzadikim, and again, the Noam Elimelech many times he refers to tzadikim, he's talking about us. What does he say? Al yadei hitchabrut ha-tzadikim. When you take and create unity, v'achdutam, and you're making them united. Zeo yachdav, v'ra'u kol basar yachdav, ki pi Hashem diber. It has to be yachdav. Yachdav is together, with unity. Da'ainu shuyu b'achdut. So, the only way to make the rest of the world start seeing and believing in Hashem is only that we have unity. That's one of the first things that Mashiach is going to do. He's going to cause unity between our nation. He's going to cause unity between all the nations. He's just going to cause unity in the world. That's why he says, V'ru kol yachdav, kol basar yachdav. All flesh and bones, they see together. That's how we get to that. It's all about unity and to be connected. So when I want the people around me to also believe that there's a God, for whatever reason, either it's my loved one, maybe it's my parents, maybe it's my brothers and sisters, maybe it's my kids, maybe it's my spouse. There's so many situations that I have to deal with somebody that I really care about that doesn't believe in Hashem. How many of us has a family member that you talk about Hashem, they start mocking you? I mean, they're making jokes at you. And I mean, we all have that. It's not that we're by ourselves here. Each and every one of us, easily, I can tell you with full confidence, that we have a good friend, a family member, and sometimes it's as close as my parent, or my sibling, or my child. That you talk about Hashem, and they make fun of you, and they hold you as a cuckoo, as a meshuga, crazy, and it causes a lot of problems, marital problems, relationship problems. So we all have at least one person in the world that I really want to believe in Hashem. I mean, we should want all the people in the world to believe in Hashem. But Hashem had made us in such of a way that I have at least one that is dear to me, that I would do anything to make sure that this person will get, you know, the cement head, will something will penetrate in there. So, and we pray for that, and half the calls and emails that I get is, how can I make my husband more observant? How can I make my kid believe in God and follow the Torah and the mitzvot? And Hashem specifically designed it in a way that we all have at least one in our life. And usually it's one more, much more than one. So that's only because that body and that neshama is in exile. They don't see that there is the honor and the awe. They don't have the awe of Hashem. So it's up to me to do it. Hashem has opened my eyes, not so I can be arrogant and say, I'm going to Gan Eden and everybody else is going to Gehenom. That's not what Hashem opened my eyes for. He opened my eyes to see that there's a God in the world so I can go and affect somebody else. And the only way to do it, this is what he's telling us, al yadei hitchabrut ha-tzadikim v'achdutam, that you create unity and you create oneness. I didn't say it's easy. I'm just saying that's what we need to do. First, we have to make unity between us. Then it has to go and ripple to the next level. And even in the people that in my life that are mocking me and against me, then it's only about putting unity between us. It's very easy to start a fight. Fights are very easy to do, to start. Now let's see you bring unity between the people who think that you are wrong. And when you show love and unity and respect, that's how you're able to bring a person much, much closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Needless to say that besides that we, you know, personally want to see somebody getting closer to Hashem, the more neshamot that are closer to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, the faster and easier the redemption will come. I mean, we don't know what's the quota of mitzvot and good deeds that we need. We know that we don't need everybody. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says we need a knishta chada, one congregation that will be enough to move the world, so to say. So it should be in the agenda of each and every one of us to make sure that other people, their eyes open. There's a rabbi here in Israel, his name is Rav Amnon Yitzchak, and he said something beautiful many years ago, and I overheard it, and I was like, what a beautiful idea. He says there's about 1 million observant Jews. Call them Haredim, Hasidic, call them however you want. But let's say, we're safe to say that there's about 1 million of really observant Jews, that they really follow the Torah. If each and every one will take a project to make one other person closer to Hashem, then we have 2 million. We, just like that, double our power. So why don't we just do that? And I heard him said that maybe 10, 15 years ago. I don't remember. I just overheard it once. That's what he says. If each and every one just make a project that you, that's your life mission, you choose who, and slowly, slowly, systematically, with love, with caring, with patience, you work on that person to develop their love to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then we double ourselves. Needless to say, what a power we're going to have as a nation to bring the godly revelation, to bring the redemption in a much faster way, and needless to say, smoother. So, and needless to say that he started by saying it's all about me having anava, having being humble to understand that everything is coming from Hashem, and to have hachna'a, to really be subdued and humble in front of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the only way of doing it. If I'm coming in any type of an arrogant or way or any type of ego, then nothing is going to work. I have to be humble. I have to be completely subdued to Hashem. Then I can go and affect somebody else. And that's why they were able to go out of Mitzrayim, because they were able to, from the depth of the klipa they were stuck in, 49 gates of impurity, they were able to go out of it because they were 100% humble in front of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they were like, okay, let's at least make unity. We don't have enough sheep. Let's start merging families. Let's just sharing. You know? That's what they tell the kids in the kindergarten all the time. The sharing and sharing and sharing and sharing. Sharing is caring and all these slogans. So that's what they did in Mitzrayim. That's what was able to arouse this level of rachamim. There was a lot of dinim. We learned about it yesterday in the Zohar, the last couple of days in the Zohar. That's what we're learning. There was such a kitrug from the Satan. He didn't want anybody going out of Mitzrayim. He pulled all his strings in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. How are you letting them go? They're other worshippers. There was such a din against us. I don't think that right now in our generation we don't have that din. People are living in some la-la land. Who says that right now we don't have the exact same judgment against us? The Zohar comes and tells us very clearly that Satan was working overtime at the time of Mitzrayim, 3,400 years ago, to make sure we're not going out. And if Chas v'Shalom, we should go out, it should be with a lot of torture. And there was a very strong din, a very strong persecution. I don't know why people, some people think we're so safe now, that now we don't have that din against us. I mean, Hashem is already showing us, in other words, look what's parked around us. Hundreds of thousands of soldiers, hundreds of thousands of missiles. Who says that right now we're in a much better place? We want to believe so, but we can't be gullible. We have to take into consideration that right now we're also on the verge of going out of our Mitzrayim. Very soon our Moshe Rabbeinu is coming, but we want it to be b'chesed v'rachamim. So we pray three times a day, v'techazena enenu b'shuvcha l'tzion, that our eyes should see with our own, we should see with our own eyes the returning of Hashem to Zion, to Yerushalayim, b'rachamim. Techazena enenu b'shuvcha l'tzion, b'rachamim, should be b'mercy. So we got to get our act together. We have to multiply in Torah and Mitzvot. And that's going to be only done when I'm humble. That can only be done when I have the quality of Ahavat Chinam, sharing. And needless to say, I have to arouse as much as mercy from Shemaim. Mezrat Hashem, the same way that they were redeemed. Very soon we are going to be redeemed. The good news here is that they were in exile for 210 years and they got the Torah as a result. Just imagine what we are about to get after 2,000 years of exile. Zad Hashem, should finish very soon this exile.